الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, human nature is such that when you perceive the loss of something, generally this is acknowledged with sorrow, with grief, with concern. Particularly, the loss of something precious. A robbery takes place, someone experiences financial loss. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. But there is an acute sense of depression, concern and worry that is attached to it. Even if a person is a millionaire, sometimes on total israf, extravagance, he splash out a million or 2 million. But he knew there was a 200 rand note in his pocket. Now he puts his hand in his pocket and it's not there. Either there was a hole in the pocket, somebody pickpocketed him. To spend a million rand is nothing for him, but for the next few hours, every person he'll meet, he'll be talking about that 200 rand that he lost. This is a natural human reaction to the perceived loss of something that is precious and valuable. The irony that is facing you and I in the light of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I mentioned in the beginning. There is one very, very great, priceless treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and I on a daily basis are losing. Unfortunately, illa mashallah, there is very, very little regret or even a perception of this loss. Conversely, instead of being worried and depressed and concerned that we are losing something so precious and valuable, many of us are in fact celebrating this loss. This obviously is a carryover. We find that generally when a nation is what we call maghloob, economically, socially, financially, constitutionally, when it is overpowered by another nation, then so far it's, as its celebrations and acknowledgements etc. are concerned, it tends to take its cue from the ghalib nation, from that culture or society that has overpowered it, rather than understanding basic logic and mentality. Classical example of this is that if we picked up, connected ourselves with media yesterday, throughout the world, all the headlines will be splashed with what? Celebrations worldwide. Example, Copacabana Beach in Brazil. Record 2.5 million people celebrated what? Throughout the whole world, you will see splashes of images, israf on an unimaginable scale, particularly in the light of where millions throughout the world are starving. It's an absolute irony. It's a ridicule, it's a joke. The extent to which the world, so-called intelligent people, are justifying millions if not billions wasted for what some title is given, New Year. What actually is new? We need to ask ourselves that. It's going to be the same January as last year, same February, same March, same April. It'll be the same rat race. Only thing maybe will change, instead of 2025, you're going to write 2026. It'll take a few days to get used to it. Like I mentioned, we need to realize that we are the ummah of the Quran. We have a role model. We have a guide. We have a master. We have the living, walking Quran. His legacy, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at Quran, look at Hadith, look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, and ask ourselves this question: how did they acknowledge the movement of time? What was their reaction? Did they behave like fools? Start celebrating a loss, for example. Somebody boards a bus, you tell him, why? There's 6 stops. You're going from Durban to Johannesburg, whatever your destination is, you're going to make 6 stops. And at the end, at the last, when you reach the final destination, they are going to hang you. The sentence is passed. You are going to be hanged when you arrive in Johannesburg. In other words, you're going to die. What do you do? At the first stop, you start giving mitai and start busting some candles and firecrackers. And then at the second stop, become even more excited. By party, celebrate. Somebody will ask you, why, what are you actually celebrating? When this bus reaches its destination, you're going to die. Your time is going to run out. So what are you celebrating? What is New Year? What is a birthday? What is an anniversary? What is the acknowledgement and the hallmark and the wake-up call that is attached to the movement of time? How long are we going to have this maghloob mentality? How long are we going to have this ironical, foolish mentality that we blindly follow the West? They are celebrating something, it makes no sense whatsoever. إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ فَعَمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الْرِبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ نجدد سرورا بالهلال إذا بدا وما هي إلا السيف للحتف ينتضي إذا تم العام فهي كناية وترجمة عن شطر عمر قد انقضى. How beautifully the poet puts it. إنا لنفرح بالأيام نقطوها. He says, pagal, foolish humanity, insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. What is the passage of time? Look to your right. That janaza, that's the passage of time. That's where, without a doubt, every one of us is heading. We are on a journey. This world is Allah's examination room. The difference in the examination room, there is the clock. And you are given 3 hours or 2 hours. And a person writing that test acknowledges the countdown of that clock. The problem facing you and I, the challenge facing you and I, the test facing you and I, is that we don't know how much time is left on that clock. We don't know if we've got that 2 hours, because there is a sequence. Allah has set this world in such a place, there is a sequence for arrival. Grandfather will come first, then the father, then the child, then the grandson. But the stark reality and the constant reminder and undeniable fact is that when it comes to departure, there is no such sequence. It's not the grandfather that's going to die first. It's not necessarily the grandfather, then the father, and then the child. That departure, there is no sequence. This Juma may well be my and your last Juma. We have no guarantee. That is time. And that is the manner in which the ticking of the clock, Allah has locked every one of us to that. come out of the stupidity and foolishness of reliance on the life of this world. I am not saying it, it may sound harsh, but my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Man la aqla lahu," he has no intelligence who's running behind this dunya. When he was asked the question, who is the intelligent man? He said, mafhum of the hadith, the intelligent one amongst you is the one who already counts himself to be in the grave. He is intelligent. The one who is preparing for akhirat. The one who is not delaying his tawbah. The one who is not delaying getting his financial affairs in order. The one who is not delaying changing his life and becoming paban with his salah. The one who is not delaying going out in the path of Allah and striving for deen, and whatever little time Allah has given him, using it to the maximum. He is the intelligent one. Anybody else, the whole world can call him whatever they want. They can put accolades upon him for his business acumen and achievements and whatever he is. More foolish than him, there is no one. Because he is denying that which is right in front of him. Ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. Sadiqul masduq, the most intelligent human being that ever walked the surface of the earth, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are two favors of Allah. Majority of you will only realize the value when it is too late. How many places, how many times in the Quran Allah reminds us? The verse which I just recited in the beginning, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا. Allah refers to the system by which the whole world is locked. Allah says, it is Allah, the sun is in His control, the moon is in His control. As an ummah, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam chose for us the lunar calendar, but the sun is Allah's creation. Choose whatever system you want to measure the movement of time, all belongs to Allah. This is what the Quran is telling us. The Quran acknowledges the solar calendar in this verse. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا. This is the eloquence of the Quran. My Allah describes the sun as ضِيَاء, which means light. The moon as نُور, which is also light. What's the difference? Why didn't the Quran use the same word for both? Dhiya is that which produces light. Moon, scientifically now they tell us, the moon is not shining of its own accord. It's a reflection of the light of the sun. That is why the Quran says Noor for the moon. Dhiya for the sun. How much light, how much energy is my Allah producing? Why am I mentioning this? For you and I to use our aqal and understand that this elaborate, beautiful, perfect, mind-boggling system which my Allah has set up so that you and I are breathing, walking and talking on this earth. You and I are counting the days of our life with absolute lackadaisical disregard to the value of this system. Wake up to the reality. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. My Allah says, we have not created all this in vain. There is no financial system, economical system that can put any price tag on the system which Allah has put into place. That sun, every second, 600 million tons, 600 million tons of hydrogen gas is converted into 596 million tons of helium gas. Just this one conversion that is taking place every second in the sun is producing how much energy? Equivalent to 6 trillion atom bombs exploding at one time. If that had to happen on the earth, the whole earth will get obliterated. 6 trillion atom bombs every second are being exploded in that sun. Flames 100,000 miles long. That sun is working for you and I. The moon is working for you and I. Every leaf of every tree is working for you and I to produce, to reproduce the oxygen that you and I are taking out of the atmosphere. This is why Quran again and again Allah calls out, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. May Allah doesn't need to take any qasam, any oath. Yet when it comes to time, aspects of time, movement of time, the creations of Allah, which serve us by producing this system of day and night, by producing this system by which we can calculate right down to the millisecond, the movement of time, these creations, these aspects, how many places in the Quran Allah takes qasam and oath? Wal asr, by the oath of time. Wa shamsi wa duhaha, by the oath of the sun. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, by the oath of the moon. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا, by the oath of the stars. Why the sun, the moon, the stars? Through this Allah is producing time. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the oath of the day as it lights up. وَالْفَجْرِ, by the oath of the daybreak. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ, by the oath of the dawn as it takes a breath. And then this movement, يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. How many places? إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يَتْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ. Allah, this is Quran, this is the haybat, this is the andaz, this is the mu'jiz, mind-boggling manner. Quran is calling out, Allah, pagal insan, soye hue insan, dunya ke piche bhage hue insan, Allah, wake up, this tick of the clock, like Hasan Basri rahimahullah puts it, innama anta ayyam, you are a collection of days, you are a collection of months, you are a collection of years and months and weeks and days and seconds. In dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk, this movement, time is Allah's makhluq, time is Allah's creation, unique creation. 20-year-old youngster today looks in front of him. What does he think? I've got my whole life in front of me. I've got all the milestones in front of me. Marriage, children, career, degree, financial achievement. I've got my whole life mapped out in front of me. Ask the same 20-year-old. If Allah lets him reach 60, look back. How long did it appear to be? How long was that life? At 20, you thought you had a long life. You thought you were going to do plenty. Ask any 60-year-old or 70-year-old today to reflect on what's the past, and everyone by the qasam of my Allah will say it went like the blink of an eyelid. It's gone. It's gone. And in front of you, what lies ahead? كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ دُحَاهَا. When the reality will dawn. When the true reality of what is life will dawn. When the reality of where you and I are going will dawn. Then this entire life, whether it was 20, whether it was 30, whether it was 40, whether it was 50, whether it was even 100 years, will appear to be one morning and one evening. And like you take your financial audit, in the business corporate world you understand this, December annual close up, vacation time, financial audit. What did we achieve in the last year? What did we achieve in the last year? What can we change? How can we improve? Were the targets realized? Understand, my respected brothers, there is an undeniable reality that you and I are heading to a very, very big audit that's going to happen. Let this audit remind us of that audit. What audit is that? La tazulu qadama abdin. La tazulu qadama abdin. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your and my foot will get locked into the ground. You won't be able to take one step, hatta yus'al, until the audit will start. Allah's audit. And what will Allah's audit comprise of? The first two things my Nabi said. An umrihi fima afna, an shababihi fima abla. The youth that we gave you, what did you do with it? The life that we gave you, the life that we gave you, you took it for granted. You wiled it away. Like today, the greatest thief of time you and I carry in our pockets, that mobile phone. How many hours chatting, social platforms, selfies, some holiday, some vacation. Hours and hours today in our homes, that shaitan box till 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Hours and hours frivolous novels. Hours and hours chit-chat, ghibat about someone, doing something else about someone, talking about someone else, spreading malicious rumors about someone. Understand, my respected brothers, time is a reality. Time is an amanat. And every word that you and I are uttering, ma yalfidhu min qawl illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Allah says, how you expend and use that time, every word you are uttering, my angels are writing it down. Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. They are right with you and they are recording this. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Tarjumanul Quran. Sahaba gave him the title Tarjumanul Quran. Bahrul Ummah, ocean of knowledge. What does he explain this verse? He says, Yuktab ma qala ibn Adam. Yuktab kullu ma qalahu ibn Adam. Every word that you are uttering is being recorded. Hatta qawluhu ذَهَبْتُ وَجِئْتُ وَدَخَلْتُ وَرَأَيْتُ وَمَشَيْتُ وَجَلَسْتُ. Even when you say, I walked, I sat, I talked, I left, I woke up, all that is being recorded. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. Will you not observe the movement of time? This tick, tick, tick of the clock. Wealth you can replace. Jobs you can replace. Lost opportunities in this world, you'll get more opportunities you can replace. The one thing that you and I can't replace, the one thing that is so precious, so unique a creation of Allah, is time. That is why so many qasams and oaths, to tell you and I, to conscientize you and I, that ah, that sigh, that breath, that second that you lost is never coming back. How much time you have left? Iska ilm Allah ke siwa kisi ke paas nahi hai. No one has the knowledge besides Allah. How much time has passed? Iska ikhtiyar kisi ke paas nahi hai. You and I have no choice about it. It's gone. There's nothing you are going to be able to change about it. You lost it. You didn't use it correctly. It's gone. It's never ever coming back. How much time you got left? You don't have the knowledge. So what are we making big, big plans about? And what are we actually celebrating? And where is the justification to delay your and my tawbah? Where is the justification to delay at least becoming paban with your 5 salah in jamaat? That many, many of us sitting here right now for this Jumu'ah in Asr Namaz will not be in the masjid. And we will think nothing of it. And when someone reminds us, then what? I've got a lot of time. Pagal, how much time do you have? Between now and tomorrow, next 24 hours. A lot of us, unfortunately, when it comes to Quran and Hadith, it doesn't register in the mind. So look at it statistically. Many of us are following Google and AI. Go and Google this. From now till tomorrow, statistically, 60, 160,000 people will die. 160,000 people in the next 24 hours plus minus will breathe their last. People are celebrating the 31st of December that just passed. By the time the next 31st of December comes, when we celebrate it, think about it. From that 31st December to the next one that's coming, 60 million people plus minus, the entire population of South Africa will die. We don't want to listen to Quran and Hadith, we want to follow Google and AI. Go and Google this. 60 million people. Are we in that list or not? Even if you are not, even if you are not, one more year is lost. The strain of life. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, Afala taroon ila layli wa nahar. Will you not observe the movement of day and night? Yubliyani kulla jadeed. Everything in front of you is in decline. Your clothing is in decline. Your appearance is in decline. Your health is in decline. Is there anything that is improving? Anything getting younger? Anything getting fresher that you celebrate? That you are happy? That you are not taking ibrat? Yubliyani kulla jadid. Every new thing is getting old. Yukarribani kulla ba'id. Ka. Property, you can update. Look for the new spec. If Allah gave you money, throw money, try and renew it. But are you going to be able to renew this heart, the liver, the lungs, the intestines? Are you going to be able to renew the clock of life, that block of ice that is melting in the sun, that movement of which Allah encapsulates, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُدْهِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. Find a bank deposit box. Find a vault. Pay some security company. Put your jewelry. Put your dollars. Hide it inside a sofa. Do whatever you want. But, which safety deposit box? Which bank vault? Are you and I going to use, my respected brothers, to lock up time? This tick, tick, tick. This 30 years that's becoming 31 and 31 that's becoming 32. The problem is the numbers are increasing. We think time is increasing. Time is not increasing. Al-mawtu ma'qudun binawasikum. Hassan Basri says, mort and death has caught you by your foot. Dunya tutwa mi waraikum. This dunya, this time, this clock wrapped up behind you. Every passing day, time is such a makhluk of Allah. Time is such a creation of Allah that its very movement defies logic. You sit in a car, you press the accelerator, it moves forward. Aeroplane moves forward. Anything you put energy, it moves forward. You and I, Allah, forgive us, we think time is moving forward. I gained 1 year. I gained one birthday. I gained one anniversary. I gained one this. I gained one that. You have not gained anything. This time is not moving forward, it's receding. You are not gaining time, you are losing time. And any insan, any human being whose akal is intact will regret a loss, he will not celebrate a loss. Where is the justification to celebrate birthdays? Where is the justification to celebrate vacations? Where is the justification to celebrate anniversaries? Are we going to be such a maghloob mentality that we lose our marbles and blindly follow those who don't have Quran and Hadith? Will you not observe? Yubliyani kulla jadid. Yukarribani kulla ba'id. Every new thing is being made old. Every distant thing that you thought was long time in the future is being brought nearer and nearer and nearer, and yet around you all the time someone is getting sick. Someone is meeting up in an accident. Someone is getting hurt. Turn the clock back. Those of us that are over 30 and 40 and 50, think about 1991 or 1990. At that time, what was our mindset? What was our attitude to our parents? What love we had for them? Naturally, those that labored like that to give us existence, those that labored like that day in and day out, that mother, how she served us, that father, how he served us, naturally, if the akal is intact, then there is such love, such attachment with them. 30 years back, could we have even imagined that with my own hand I will put that father into the ground, that I will throw sand over him, And then within very, very quickly, he'll become some blot, some memory that I forgot about, where many of us don't even know where the grave is. Could we have imagined that? Look to the left and right, how many were with us 20, 30 years ago? Where are they now? That janaza, salah which we are going to perform just now, my Nabi taught us, he said, say to that janaza, antum lana salaf wa nahnu bil athar. You have gone ahead, I am right behind you. Yubliyani kulla jadid, yuqarribani kulla ba'id. Every distant thing is being brought near. And, wa ya'tiyani bi kulli maw'ud. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ashab Muhammad, Sahib Rasulullah, what does he say? He says, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand New Year. Hallmarks by the movement of, by which the passage of time is acknowledged and realized. What is this? This is an alarm bell, a siren that is reminding you and I that day is coming. Allah's audit is going to take place. Great sage and Imam of Islam, Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he says, every day that Allah gave you and I, calls out, Yabna Adam, Inni khalqun jadid, wa ana fi ma ta'mal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed, fa'mal. The day calls out, 2nd of January, this day when the sun broke, when the daylight came, this day called out, Ibn Adam, I am a new creation of Allah. Don't waste me. Every second you are going to answer, how did you use this? Allah has not created this system in vain. فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Utilize me, maximize my potential, display your intelligence. Hassan Basri rahimahullah says, صَحِبْتُ أَقْوَامًا. He says, I was blessed with the companionship of a nation. Who was he referring to? Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana ahaduhum ashahu bi waqtihi minkum ala darahimikum wa dananirikum. He said, I observed in the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a nation that valued their time more than you value your dirhams and dinars. They valued their time more than you are valuing your wealth. Sahaba understood the value of time. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, ما ندمت على شيء ندمي على يوم غربت شمسه نقص فيه أجلي ولم يزدد فيه عملي. He said, I never ever regretted anything more than I regretted that day in which the sun sets. Some section of my life was lost and my a'mal of akhirah did not increase. I did not regret any day like I regretted that day. That Fajr sun, this morning that rose, and 80 or 90% of us were not in the masjid. That loss, how are we going to recover? What answer are we going to give on that day? Ana fi ma ta'mal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed. That this day is saying to you, every second of how you populated me. Whether you read Surah Yasin this morning, whether you send salawat upon my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether you read Surah Kahf, whether you read Hamim ad-Dukhan last night, what opportunities Allah is giving us? What losses we are incurring? How much longer is it going to be the ringing of coins? How much longer is it going to be dunya, dunya, dunya? My respected brothers, build whatever dunya you want. You are going to die. This time will eventually run out. This clock is running down. And this new year is a reminder of that. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, every one of us is on a train, a journey of life, and we are heading to that point when we have to stand in front of Allah. My Allah that gave us such a precious opportunity. How precious is this? Understand the value of time. Understand the value of this new year. And for 1 second, make sincere tawbah. That 1 second, by the qasam of my Allah, will wipe out a lifetime of sins. It's a different matter. We're not going to get that time left back to spend it in a better manner. But at least, whatever little remains, and understand it is little, don't fall into Shaitan's trap. Because Shaitan is going to be whispering in every one of our ears right now, 100% correct. You need to make tawbah, you need to change, you need to go out in the path of Allah, you need to spend 4 months, you need to do this, you need to do that. Everything Shaitan will tell you, but there'll be one caveat. What's the caveat? Don't do it now, you've still got time. That is Shaitan's trap. To the ummah that's in the masjid, that is Shaitan's trap. Sofa. 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 Not English sofa. Arabic sofa. What's Arabic sofa? Delay. 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 I've almost run out of time, but I'm going to mention one incident from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which teaches us starkly, if only we could understand. The people of the past, our Salafi Salihin, they knew the value of time. Just one example. Hammad bin Salma was a muhaddith. His students say, Abdurrahman bin Mahdi, one of his students, says that I never saw him laughing. Why? To laugh and joke is not forbidden, but laugh and joke needs time. Iman yuhaddith, iman yaqra, iman yusalli, iman yadhkur. Either he was in zikr, or tilawat, or teaching, or in Quran, or disseminating the hadith. He says, I never saw him wasting 1 second. Law qila li Hammad, innaka tamutu ghadan. If it was said to Hammad, that listen, you have 24 hours. This is what his students say. If it was said to our ustad that you have 24 hours left, ma qadira an yazida fi amalihi shay'a, Hammad would not spend that 24 hours any different from his last 24 hours. That is an intelligent man. That is who my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is intelligent. Nevertheless, Zayd bin Haritha says, I was on the camel with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah bin Wabisa Abasi radiallahu anhu narrates this. 10 to 10, person to person in Mina. What was my Nabi doing? May yu'wini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi, walahul jannah, kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Giving da'wat, calling humanity, become my helper. Become my shelter to make tabligh of this deed. Allah will give you jannat. Say la ilaha illallah. One person from the Banu Abbas tribe, Maysara bin Masruq Absi, got very affected. Told his people, in this man, listen to his message. I see such noor, it will light up the whole world. Accept him. Become his followers. Go ahead. They said, we came for Hajj, pagan Hajj. Very good what he is saying, but we'll see. There's no hurry. We have a lot of time. Maysara was not convinced. As they were returning back, having rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to his people, "Milu bina ila Fidak. Let's go past Fidak. Why? There are Jews there. Nusailum. Let's ask them if there's anything mentioned in their scriptures about this person. The Jews, الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي. يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ Allah tells us in the Quran, the Yahud and the Nasara, in their scriptures, مَكْتُوبًا It was written. يَجِدُونَهُ Not وَصْفَهُ نَعْتَهُ إِسْمَهُ Allah doesn't say that his name or his description. Allah says him, Muhammad SAW was written in the scriptures. Alama Baydawi makes tafsir of this, كَأَنَّهَا سُورَةٌ قَلَمِيَّةٌ So much description the Yahud and the Nasara were given of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their scriptures, they could almost visualize him. Yarifunahu kama yarifuna abnahum. They recognize him like they recognize their own children. So when they stopped by the Jews, they asked them, these people brought the scriptures. In it was written what? You'll see a man, yarkabul jamal, he'll be riding a camel. Yajtariu bil kasira. He will be very, very simple and austere. He will not waste, there will be no israf about him. He will, لَيْسَ بِالْتَوِيلِ وَلَا بِالْقَصِيرِ He won't be very tall, nor will he be short, he'll be of moderate height. وَلَا بِالْجَعَدْ وَلَا بِالسَّبْ His hair won't be very curly, nor will he be very straight. فِي عَيْنِهِ حُمَرَى مُشَرَّبُ اللَّوْنِ He will have a shining complexion. There will be a tinge of redness. In the white of his eyes, you will see red lines. Maysara turns to his people and he says, this is exactly the person we saw. He came to us on a camel, he looked exactly like this. Let us go back. What? Sofa. No. We're going back. Let's see next year. Next year became the next, and then the next, and then the next. I've run out of time, I'm terminating. Allahu Akbar. Almost 19 years later, Badr went, Uhud went, what opportunities went. Maysara bin Masruq, Abasi, comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. Do you remember me? My Nabi says, I remember everything about you, the first meeting I had with you. What was the burning question in the heart? Delay, 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 at what cost? Qad mata ammatun nafar alladhi kanu ma'i. Ya Rasulullah, every one of them that were with me have passed away. Every one of them that were with me are now in the qabr. Where are they? Kullu man mata ala ghayri deeni Islam fahuwa fin nar. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, everyone who died without Islam is in Jahannam forever and ever and ever. What price tag are you going to put on time? How many more opportunities out of His mercy is Allah not giving us? That janazah is not going to get a second chance. That is Allah's sunnat. You and I have that chance. Aktharu ahlin nar ahlut taswif. Ulama say, majority of the residents of Jahannam will be the people who delayed. There is the past you cannot change. The future we don't know. Now is the time. Now is the time. For Allah's sake, you talk about New Year resolution, make at least this resolution. Every salah with jamaat till I die. Say inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq.